wait for this, buried alive. Oh, as I said earlier in the programme, I can't even have the duvet over my head at night. I'm going to speak to a man now called John Edwards. And yes, I'm reading it correctly. He is about to be buried alive. John, good morning.
Good morning to you.
John, are you serious? This is going to be live on the internet. It's all linked to the church that you're associated with. Tell me what you're up to.
Yeah, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to be buried for 72 hours at Willowfield Parish Church in East Belfast. The reason I'm doing it is because, number one, I'm a former drug addict and alcoholic, and I've survived a liver transplant and cancer twice and hep C and lots of different sicknesses, and I nearly died a lot of times. For 25 years now, I've worked full-time with depressed, addicted, suicidal and broken people. And I've had to go to so many funerals where people have died prematurely that I've decided to do this radical step. Last year I did it the first time, and now in East Belfast I'm going to live in a coffin for 3 days to speak to people in the comfort and the anonymity of their own homes and try and help them to navigate darkness and depression and addiction in their lives so that they don't in turn end up in an early grave. It's a radical step, I know, but I just feel after having lived the life that I lived that it would have been so beneficial to be talked to somebody who'd kind of been there and done that, if you understand what I mean.
John, you've obviously been through experiences that I can only read about or think about, as opposed to even envisage in my own mind what the reality of them would have been like. But you're, you know, going into a hole that has been dug by JCBs. This is not just going inside a coffin. This is proper burial. Now, okay, the coffin is a bit bigger than a conventional one, but I could not go into a small broom cupboard and close the door. How are you going to have the mentality to do this?
Well, maybe your listeners can understand. I'm able to, because of what I've been through, I'm able to make a decision that I will not be claustrophobic. And I've not suffered from it ever in my past, and I'm able to make a decision for the sake of the people we're going to reach that I'm making the decision I will be fine. And I did it before last year, and we reached millions of people.
Oh, where did you do it the last time?
I did it in Halifax in Yorkshire. I live in Yorkshire. I'm from Dublin, but I live in Yorkshire. And we reached millions of people through it, through media like yourself. And I had suicidal people phoning in. We were able to help 4 suicidal people who were attempting suicide, and they rang in, and we were able to save their lives. And it was just incredible. And as a Christian, we can offer to pray with people, or we can just counsel people, talk to people from any religion, any background. And it was just incredible. It was unbelievable.
Now, you will be linked to the internet. This coffin is 8 foot long. I think most of them are 6 feet long, so you've got a wee bit of wriggle room. 3 foot 5 high, so you certainly can't stand up, but you could sit forward.
I can sit up in it, and I can do exercise, so I can, you know, so I'm not going to get cramps and stuff like that.
Yeah, four foot wide. Just out of interest, how do you use the bathroom?
I knew you'd ask that. Okay, it's got a tube coming down from the surface. The tube is 9 inches in diameter. 2 tubes, actually. The one beside where I sit, brings food and clean water and toiletries down. There's a tube down at the end of the coffin, down past where my feet are, and that's where the food goes back out again. Just leave the rest to your imagination.
Right, so you have a system. This is good. You have a system.
It's got a little caravan toilet down the very end of it. It's very cramped, but I'm sure all your listeners now are imagining different things.
They're just imagining a contortionist. They're wondering, you're limbo dancer of the year. But John, you're in there, and obviously you've little cameras or whatever in there. You've a link to the internet.
I have a GoPro camera, and it'll be live on my Facebook, which is John Edwards Walking Free. It's a public profile page. So people just go on there and like it, and they'll be able to watch me. And it's on my website live, which is walkingfree.org, O-R-G, walkingfree.org, www.walkingfree.org. And it'll be live from 2 o'clock on Wednesday, the 1st of March, till 2 o'clock on Friday, the 3rd of March. And then every week from now on, I will be doing live broadcasts through live streaming to help people who are struggling with addiction and brokenness and eating disorder, self-harm, suicidality and so on. So this will be a regular thing that we're launching now. And so on a weekly basis, we will do this free of charge for people to listen to us. Many people will, people can interact. So you can Skype me. They can FaceTime me. They can text me. They can email me. And we will have the details of how people communicate with me on the live streaming. So people can. So I'll talk to people from all over East Belfast. And I'm sure all over Northern Ireland and other parts of the world as well.
If we look into the hole, will we be able to see the lid of the coffin, or is it going to be covered?
It's covered. I'll be underground in the coffin. Now, I'm not going to be 6 foot down. It's not a survival exercise. It's not an endurance test. It's just something I'm doing to get the attention because, you know, even if I can help to save one life, it'll be worthwhile. And so it's not an endurance test. So we will be going to ground. I'll be covered by maybe maximum a foot of earth, and so that I still have telephone reception. And then I'll live underground for 3 days, broadcasting from just outside Willowfield Parish Church. So people come down and see it, and they will have a team in the church who will be doing all the technical stuff. I'll have security there. And it's all very well organised.
You've obviously been through a very hard time with the alcoholism and the drug addiction. You've lost friends to suicide. How did you manage to turn your life around, John?
Well, I spent 24 years in addiction. I come from a successful middle-class family, and I ended up living on the streets, begging for a living. I've been in mental homes because of my addiction. I've been in padded cells. I've been in straitjackets. I've overdosed about 20 times accidentally. And I really should not be here. I came to the end of myself when my father died in Dublin, and my family barred me from the funeral because I was addicted and broken, and they couldn't trust me to go to the funeral and stay sober. So that was my rock bottom, and I just broke. Something in me broke the morning my dad was buried, and I decided to do everything. Rather than kill myself, I decided to try and get my life together. And I came home to Ireland, and I began to go to Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous. And I met some people there who were just regular Christians, but they'd had an experience with God. So I kind of came back to faith and I began to pray. And I had an encounter with the presence of God in 1987. And that changed my life. But I needed to go to rehabilitation. So I went to a rehab in South Wales because there was none down the south of Ireland. And I stopped smoking, drinking and taking drugs. And I was taking like 150 volley in a day. I'd been on heroin. I'd been on, you know, I was injecting alcohol even into my veins. I was a mess. I went to rehab and I stopped everything the same day, and I've been clean and sober for 26 years now, and I've got a beautiful wife, I've got 4 stepchildren, I've got 4 grandbabies now, which is the joy of my life. I'm an author, I've written a few books, and you know, I travel the world now helping people, helping the rich and the poor, and I speak to governments, I go into Stormont, I go into Dáil down south, I've been invited into the White House, I've had royal visits to my rehabilitation centres. I'm not bigging myself up. I'm just saying it is possible to come from the gutter if we get the right help and we can really make something of ourselves, despite the fact that I've had a liver transplant and cancer twice and hepatitis C. By the grace of God, I've overcome it all and I stand here fit. I'm 62 years of age, but I'm fit. I'm very fit. I became the Irish transplant champion in the 1500 metres. 800 metres and 400 metres a couple of years ago because I am focused. I am determined to be a champion in life and not be dictated to by the horrible things that have happened to me in my life. I've been sexually abused and physically abused. I've been there with the whole bit, broken as a man. But I stand here today with a great marriage. My children will not be drug addicts. They will not be alcoholics because I've taught them how to deal with the pain of life.
It's an amazing story, John. It absolutely is. And you tell me that the trigger day was that day when your father was buried. How did you spend that day, John?
Oh, it was awful. I was down. I remember you need someone to talk to at these times. So I was down a back alley with an old tramp, an old English tramp. I was living in London at the time. I was in Harlesden, in northwest London. And I just went to this old tramp because I needed somebody to talk to. I had drugs and I had drink and I was... The drugs and drink was coming on. I was talking with this old tramp. And my mind was drifting back to Dublin to my father's funeral, big Irish funeral. And I just thought of all the neighbours there. I thought of the neighbours saying, oh, where's John this morning? You know, and then the neighbours saying, you know, Mrs. Kelly and Mrs. Flanagan saying, oh, he's in London. God bless John. He's a drug addict, you know. And I just broke down crying. And the old tramp, my nickname on the streets was Irish. The old tramp said, hey, Irish, what's the matter? And I changed the subject. I said nothing, and I changed the subject. But then a few minutes later, I just broke down crying again. Broken, absolutely broken as a man. And the old tramp just took a hold of me, and I just buried my head in his shoulders, and I just wept. I really, really wept. And he said to me, he said, Irish, he said, go home. He said, if you don't, you're going to die in the streets. And he said, if you don't go home, he said, you'll end up either dead or like a tramp like me on the streets. And, you know, I listened to him. And a little while later, I went home to Ireland. And my mother, who's typical Irish mother, just gave me one of them great big Irish mother hugs that only mothers can give. And she let me stay in the house again. And that's when I went to AA and Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous. And I'd be talking about all these experiences from the coffin. And I'd be taking calls from people who maybe are at that place and they're thinking of suicide. And I want to tell people, listen, at the point where suicide becomes an option, there are other options as well. Like I talked to the tramp down the back alley, people can talk to me in the coffin. And I can take it by the hand. And when I come out of the coffin, if necessary, I come and meet people in their homes or in a cafe or whatever, and together we'll help get people help in a rehabilitation center. I will link them to other organizations, professional organizations, our churches, or whatever they need help. I will come and meet them myself, and we'll do what we can to try and help people. That's what I needed. And if you like, that old tramp was my link to helping me make an option, a decision to get my act together instead of committing suicide. And I want to, from the grave, I want to bring those words of life to help people make that choice to live rather than die as well.
That old fellow probably died since never knowing the help that he was to other addicts.
I was back in London a few years ago, and I was at a conference, actually. I was speaking at it. It was amazing. And I had to go into a tube station to get the underground somewhere. And I went to the machine, and I put some money into the machine to get my ticket. And this old tramp came over to me to ask me for change. And there was something about his voice that I recognized, and I looked at him. Now, he wasn't the guy from that alleyway, but he was another old tramp I used to know back then. His name was Mick. And I looked at him, I said, oh, Mick. And he looked at me, he said, oh, Irish, how's it going? And Mick, he was old now, and he was skinny, and he was alcoholic still. And the two of us just embraced in that, it's kind of hard to talk about it still, but we embraced in that tube station, and it was the most beautiful experience in all my life. As I went out and I sat in the curb with Mick, and we just sat on the edge of the road, and I talked about my life, how with the help of God I changed my life, and he talked about this downward spiral he'd had in his world. But he said he didn't want help, and I had to leave him, and he walked off down the road with his bottle of wine under his arm, and I've never seen Mick since then. But I knew a lot of people like that, you know. And it's just such a privilege to be 26 years drug and drink free now with the help of God, and to be able to share my story with everybody, and to be able to take people by the hand and lead them through the desperate darkness and potentials of suicide and addiction and self-harming and so on, and take people by the hand and lead them to a place of freedom. I can't do it for everybody, but I've understood one thing in life, that you can only take people to a place where you are yourself. And I've been a lot of dark places, and I've learned how to find the light, or I've learned how to find the treasure in darkness. And I've learned how to take people by the hand, no matter whether they're multimillionaires or whether they're coming off the streets. I've learned how to take them by the hand and lead them to a place of freedom where they can find a smile again on their inside.
John, it's incredible listening to you. I really appreciate you coming on. My Lady's Road, Belfast, Willowfield Parish Church. You'll be going into the grave on Wednesday. What time do you actually go down?
2 p.m. Wednesday.
Listen,
72 hours.
I don't know if enjoy the experience is the right thing to say, but it is an experience that will benefit other people, and we certainly recommend that they visit the Facebook page. Just remind us again how they do that.
They can watch me on walkingfree.org. That's www.walkingfree.org. That's just my website. or they can get me on Facebook, John Edwards Walking Free. John Edwards Walking Free.
Great speaking to you, John. Thanks for coming on the programme. Thank you.
Thanks so much indeed. Great talking to you. Okay, bye-bye now.
What an interesting guy. It's a quarter to ten. 90-333-105, 077-66-105-105. That's a man who will go into a coffin 8 foot long by 3 foot five high by 4 foot wide. He'll be down there from Wednesday to Friday, from 2 p.m. on Wednesday right through until Friday. And as you heard, his story is an amazing one. Willowfield Parish Church, and he's trying his best to get a message across to other people who are facing addiction.
The Frank Mitchell Phone-In on U105. Conversation for you.